This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A new online tool from Colorado State University aims to reduce wildfire risk and shore up funding for forest management. The Colorado Forest Tracker compiles data from federal, state, and local agencies in one place. Brett Wolk with the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute says the next step is to apply the data to improve forest health and quality.
And this gives a clear, transparent picture of where we are investing our dollars and where the forest management is happening around the state and also where it's not.
The goal is to help policymakers understand and show how forest management projects are impacting clean water sources, wildfire behavior, and recreation. A new report on housing instability across the state shows Teller and El Paso counties have higher number of people seeking assistance than estimates typically show. Heidi Beadle with the Pikes Peak Bulletin says nearly 6,900 people sought services in the region last year.
It's kind of a complex issue, and some of the things that they identified were kind of things that people have been saying for a long time, right? There's not enough housing, people aren't making enough money to be able to afford housing, and that, you know, disproportionately impacts, you know, people with disabilities or who struggle to find work.
As the numbers grow, the Colorado Springs Homeless Union is working to elevate the voices of people using their services. In sports, the Denver Nuggets play Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against OKC tonight. The matchup's likely to be a tough one after the Nuggets crawled their way back from what looked like a defeat on Monday to win at the buzzer. Tip-off's at 7:30. This is CPR News.